Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan led a press conference with his Republican colleagues to discuss efforts to nullify the Biden administration's publicized NEPA revisions. Sullivan said the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, implementing regulation revisions have made the federal permitting process more difficult to progress, including adding further delay to building important infrastructure projects. In the press conference, Senator Dan Sullivan said
there will be a vote on a Congressional Review Act resolution that will be a simple test for all U.S. senators. Who do you stand with? Do you stand with American workers who built this country, or do you stand with the radical environmental elites?
Senator Sullivan added,
my Congressional Review Act resolution, co-sponsored by all 50 Republican senators, is simply going to rescind the new Biden NEPA rule promulgated in April, which clearly has the impact of slowing down the construction of infrastructure in America.
Sullivan said that the NEPA rules, which were drafted by the White House Council on Environmental Quality, undermine important services in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act that was supposed to make elements of the country's permitting process more efficient. In addition, his office said that more than 40 organizations released letters in support of the resolution, including the Alaska AFL-CIO, Alaska Teamsters, Alaska Power Association, and the Alaska Chamber of Commerce. The Senate could vote as soon as this week on his resolution, which was co-sponsored by his 49 Senate Republican colleagues. Governor Mike Dunleavy recently signed into law three bills which focus on increasing public safety for all Alaskans. The three pieces of legislation bolster the state's public safety laws and hold culprits accountable for their actions. The pieces of legislation includes House Bill 106, which aligns state law with federal requirements regarding missing persons under age 21, House Bill 325, which updates the state's domestic violence statutes, the definition of consent, and better protecting victims of crime, and Senate Bill 7, which requires the Department of Public Safety to publish policies and procedures related to the conduct of peace officers. Governor Dunleavy said,
you really don't have a free society if you're always looking over your shoulder. And I've had conversations with some of our most vulnerable. I've got three daughters. I was raised in a family of all boys. I was one of four brothers. And it's a little different when you have to think where you're going to park your car. Is your door locked? Is what you're wearing going to be a problem for some? And to have to look over your shoulder to wonder if these things are going to happen means you're truly not free. These bills today, it's a step forward in getting us to that free society where nobody ever has to worry. As was mentioned, Alaska has a stain on our character, and that's we lead, unfortunately, in some of these terrible categories.
With the enactment of House Bill 106, missing persons cases under 21 will be met with expediency, as recent federal law changes require law enforcement agencies to transmit missing persons reports under age 21 into the National Crime Information Center no more than 2 hours after a person has been reported missing. House Bill 325 modernizes domestic violence statutes with language relating to revenge porn and defines consent as a freely given reversible agreement specific to the conduct at issue by a competent person. It also ensures timely testing of rape kits in 6 months as opposed to 1 year. And Senate Bill 7 ensures transparency between peace officers, requiring the Department of Public Safety to publish policies and procedures on the department's website. For more details on the three pieces of legislation, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.